Hi, friends. A couple of weeks ago, I spoke to you about a very important topic, and that is getting counsel from other ladies and giving counsel to women. This is a way, biblically proven way, that the Lord wants us to live practically, weekly, daily, monthly, our Christian lives. Very powerful. I'd like to expound a little bit more on that because since I gave that talk in my own life, I just want to show you how that has worked itself out just recently in my own life. I had an issue that I was struggling with, and I talked to a very close friend about it. I have talked to them about it in the past. And I said to my friend, this was probably a couple months ago, who do you know? My friend is very well traveled and has visited many churches around the country. And I said to her, who do you know that has gone through something similar as the issue that I have? And she thought for a while and she said, oh, I know someone. And she lives, and she gave me the name of a faraway state. And the lady is probably 10 to 15 years older than I am. I had never spoken to her or met her. And she said, I'm going to call that friend, tell her your situation, and ask her to call you. And that resulted in this lady calling me. And since then, for the last few months, she has become a counselor to me. I have never met her personally, but we have become close because she's a very godly lady, and she has become a spiritual mentor to me in a specific area of my life. And I don't talk to her every week. We often text each other, but we may go a few weeks without any communication at all. I'm very thankful that this lady was willing. She is not a pastor's wife. She is not in full-time ministry. She is a mom with grown kids, and she's just a little further down the line than I am. And so the other day, I needed to talk to her, and I texted her. It was a Sunday morning, which of course you don't text people on a Sunday morning, but I did because of a question that I had. Immediately, she texted me back, and it was so fast, I thought, this is interesting, maybe we were just thinking about each other, and we texted each other at the same time, because her text literally came in the moment I sent my text out. She did not say anything, she only gave me three Bible verses, three consecutive verses, straight from the Bible, simply Bible verses was all that her text was. And I looked at those verses, and I'm going to tell you the truth. They spoke to my heart. Actually, God smote my heart through those verses. And the counsel she was giving me through those verses was difficult. It was a rebuke. And it was exactly what I needed to hear. Now, we texted back and forth after that, and what was interesting, she said, was that she had been up early that morning, and while she was reading her Bible, that was her daily Bible reading, and when she came to those verses, the Lord said to her heart, Molly Otis. So, she simply knew to send those verses to me. She didn't even know why. That, ladies, is how the Lord works in mentoring and in counsel. The Lord will bring you to the people that you need in your life, spiritual women who will help you in areas. You must be humble, you must be honest, you must be transparent with people so that God can work through them and give you exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. Now, at the same time, I am working with a girl about 10 years younger than me, 10 to 15 years younger than me. I often text and give her Bible verses for another area in which she struggles that I have already had experience because of my age. Ladies, that is the beauty of the Christian life. You are not alone. You may not even know a person around you, but God will, through a series of events, if you are searching and you are looking and you are wanting help, He will bring it to you. I would never have known this lady in a faraway state, but you see how God puts things together? Let's keep our eyes open. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bring us to the people that can mentor us spiritually, and to bring us to the people in which we can mentor spiritually. That is how the Christian life works. It is a beautiful thing. It is a God thing. Only He can do this in our lives. I'm asking you this week, ladies, think and pray and ask the Lord to bring you to someone on both ends, for you to get counsel and for you to give counsel. And that is to be a continuous way we live our lives as we walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week.